Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Hey, can I tell you, friend, Debbie and I are excited about the program, excited about the fact that you have chosen to be a part of this time together. Today, as we look into the Word of God, we want to honor our Lord. We want to bring glory to Him, but we want to be a blessing to you. So we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making a choice to join with us this day. Hey, I hope this finds you well. But you know what I do know? I know it finds you blessed. Even when circumstances in our life are tough, even when there are challenge after challenge that we're facing, battle after battle, I want you to know, friends, still the Lord is good, and my, His grace is sufficient. So you know what I think? It's my belief, friend, that even when we're not feeling the goosebumps, so to speak, those glory bumps that go up and down our spine, make the back of our, the hair on the back of our head stand up, friend, we're still blessed. We certainly, certainly are. Well, I've opened my Bible to the book of Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm looking in chapter 1 at what I think to be one of the greatest miracles that we can find in the Word of God. And I'll tell you, I identify with this. I identify with this miracle, and there's a good possibility. If you're saved, you do too. And if you're not saved, listen, friend, it's my prayer that before the day's over, before this service is over, before this message is over, this program, you'll identify with it too. Well, you stay tuned. Debbie's got a song that she's going to do. The title of it is One Touch, and goes along with what I'm going to use for the message. And well, as soon as she gets done, I'll meet you back in the book of Mark, chapter 1. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Blind Man. I've been a blind man since my birth. I've never seen the beauty or the comfort of this earth. But I've heard of a man who had came from Galilee. They said he could touch these eyes, make this blind man see. One touch, one touch.
Well, I like that, don't you? Thank God. I'll tell you what, if you've ever been touched by Jesus, listen, you'll know it. You'll know it without a doubt. Thank you, Debbie, for that song. Thank you for the message of it. And thank God, listen, friend, for the truth of that. All it takes with the Master's hand is one touch, friend, is just one touch. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading at verse 40. Listen to what the Word of God says. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, speaking of Jesus, and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. And he said, and he straightly charged him, meaning Jesus charged the leper that he had just cleansed, and forthwith sent him away and said unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And he went out, speaking to the leper, and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. And I want to talk to you today in a little while. I'm going to use this text. It's real simple, but I believe with all of my heart it's real applicable. I want to talk to you today about an amazing miracle. An amazing miracle. Listen, friend, I love this miracle. I love the record of it. You know what? I can identify it. It's one-on-one with Jesus. Do you know that? I mean to tell you, it's between a sinner and a Savior, if you will. And oh, friend, listen. Hey, hallelujah. I can remember when Jesus touched me. I can remember when He changed my life, when He made me a new creature in Christ, when I didn't deserve it, when everybody else maybe couldn't help me, wouldn't help me. Oh, I found there was a man by the name of Jesus, friend, who had come to this world to seek and to save that which was lost. When I met Him, I want you to know, I wasn't in good shape. Listen, I didn't deserve to be saved, but oh, thank God, I needed to be saved. And that's what the Master came to do. That's what the Savior came to do again. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. And oh, sinner friend, listen. Oh, you listen to the Spirit of God. You listen to the Spirit of God speaking to you today. I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care what sorry shape you're in. I don't care how deep you've gone in sin. How long you've been in sin. Listen, friend, the Master's willing to touch you today. The Master, friend, has an amazing miracle for you. If you'll just simply turn to Him, He'll save you. He'll make you a new creature. He'll cleanse you. He'll fill you. He'll straighten you. He'll enable you. Oh, friend, listen. He's got what we need because He is what we need. But as we look at this miracle unfold in this great passage of Scripture, I believe if I've read this right, Jesus is in the area of Capernaum, in the area of Galilee. And oh, just a few verses above this, we'll find that he'd been on a preaching tour, if you will, allow me to say it that way, in that area. He'd already performed miracle after miracle, multitudes, now listen to this, friend, multitudes have been touched by Him. Men who had been possessed and controlled by demons. Three accounts of demons being commanded by Jesus to leave those that they had aggravated, those that they had controlled, those that they had domineered. Oh, they simply obeyed the voice of the Master. And I want you to know that probably every kind of sickness that man has ever known and come in contact with. Oh, listen, Jesus healed them. He healed the multitude. But oh, listen, friend, when we get to these verses in verse 40 of chapter 1 of Mark, on down through, listen, it's one-on-one. Aren't you glad, friend, that we've got a Savior that's interested in the individual? Let's look at this. Let's look and see as we look at this and consider this amazing miracle, what we can glean from the Scriptures for just a little while. And this is what he said in verse 40, and there came a leper to him. I want you to look at the coming. My, you know what a leper was? A leper was a man that was dead while he lived. I mean to tell you, listen, friend, he had a disease upon him. That it wasn't a question of would it take his life. It was a matter of when it would take his life. This leprosy, friend, listen, was a death sentence. When somebody was identified as having leprosy by the priest in those days in the Old Testament. And look now, not just the Jews got leprosy. Men throughout the world had to deal with leprosy. You know what it was? It was a death warrant upon them. I mean to tell you, it was a death warrant upon them. I'll tell you, friend, listen, leprosy in typology or in pictures of the Word of God set forth as a type of a sinner. Did you know that? You go back to the book of Leviticus chapter 13. You'll find all about leprosy, if you will. Chapter 14 tells us about the healing or the curing of the leprosy, the cleansing, if you will, of the leprosy. But all here, friend, listen, we find Jesus. I had a leper to come to him. Now listen, a leper was expected to do certain things when he was diagnosed with leprosy. He had to immediately separate from his family. He had to go to a place where other lepers were. I mean to tell you, he was banished out of his home. He was banished out of his city. He was banished away from all those that loved him, their touch, their tenderness. He couldn't get close enough to his wife to feel her breath fall upon his face as they would embrace each other. He could no longer feel her tender touch, feel her lips press against his. He could no longer hold his children on his lap or carry them on his shoulders or hold them close to his bosom or just simply hold their hand and walk down the lane. Oh, it was a terrible disease to have. And you know how it started? It just started very little. One little spot, one little seemingly insignificant pain. And from that, listen, leprosy grew all till it took the whole man. It progressed and it just began to take over the body. And listen, how sad if anyone else touched a leper. Oh, listen to this. I'll get back to it in a little while. If anyone touched a leper, you know what would happen? That sickness would be transmitted to that person who was touched by a leper or who chose to touch a leper. They were to distance themselves from everybody. They were to cry when anybody got close. Unclean! Unclean! And nobody, friend, nobody could fellowship with them but other lepers. Oh, can you see the picture of sin? How it separates? How that it just takes one little thing to start, and before long it just invades the whole man until it takes the whole man. It's kind of like that Chinese proverb that says, a man takes a drink, the drink takes a drink, and then the drink takes the man. Oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen, sin starts as a small thing, but it doesn't stay there. It spreads, it defiles, it isolates, and you know what it does? If you read Leviticus 13, you'll find that, listen, friend, it ends up that it defiles things to where they're just fit for the fire. Oh, sinner friend, how you can come to Jesus today, just like this leper did. Look at the coming, and there came a leper to him, and watch the conduct, beseeching him, and kneeling down before him, and saying unto him, oh, he had the right attitude, did he not? This leper took a chance, thank God. But oh, can I tell you, sir, man, when you come to Jesus, you don't take a chance. If you get some kind of religion, if you follow something that man has made, if you try to do some sort of work, you're taking a chance. Do you hear me? You're doing something that won't work. If you try home remedies, if you try man's remedies, what we need. We need to come to Jesus, and we ought to have the right conduct. Now, when we do, when this man came to him, he came beseeching him, which means begging him, imploring him. Oh, do you know what the Word of God says? Jesus said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to know that this leper, I don't know what he had heard about Jesus. He had heard that he was able to cast out demons. He heard that he was able to heal the multitude. Why not? Why not be able to cleanse the leper? But look, he came to him beseeching, begging, and kneeling. Isn't that amazing? Well, that talks about the attitude. Talks about not only the position of the body, but the condition of the heart. He came, I believe, with all of my heart, broken and bruised in great need. And Jesus was able to see him. Now look at the question that he asked. And look at the question that he asked. He came beseeching and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Now, I wish I had time to deal with the fact that he asked Jesus to cleanse him and not to heal him. But I'll tell you what, that goes right with the type of leprosy. We can be cleansed. I bless God from our sin. We can be made whiter than snow. Though our sins be like scarlet, hey, this should be whiter than snow. They shall be cleansed. But listen, that old bite of the serpent, that problem with the sin nature, it's not going to be dealt with until the change comes. But listen to the attitude. Listen to the questioning of this leper. He said that if thou will, I know you can cleanse me. I believe he thought Jesus had the power, or he wouldn't have wasted his time to come. I believe he knew Jesus could do what no one else could do. I'd like to talk to him one day in glory and say, look, brother, just what was it that you had seen, that you had heard, had to make you believe that if you could just get to the Master, he could make you clean? Hey, friend, I don't care, like I said in the beginning of this message, I don't care the sin that you're in. I don't care the condition that you're in. If you make it to Jesus, listen, he'll make a new creature out of you. There's no sin too great. There's no sin too deep. There's no sin too broad. And that, listen, the grace of God can't take care of. And the blood of Jesus, I cannot cleanse. I just get to him. Get to him today. Right, not only the question that he asked, but listen to the contact. Boy, I love this. And Jesus moved with compassion. And listen to that. Put forth his hand and touched him. Oh, listen, friend, I don't have to know what that man felt like. I don't have to know what that touch felt like. I know it for myself. April the 23rd, 1974, I thank God I felt the touch of the Master. I felt the touch of the Master. And oh, listen, when he touches you, you'll know it. We sing a song, Somebody Touch Me. Thank God when Jesus touches you, sir. When Jesus touches you, ma'am, you'll know it. Oh, what a touch it is. Now, Jesus, listen, did the most unordinary thing. This is one of the things, in my opinions, that makes this an amazing miracle. Hey, the law, listen, friend, prohibited people from touching a leper. You remember, I developed that a little earlier in this message. The wife couldn't hug him and kiss him. The kids couldn't hold hands with the daddy. Mommy and daddy couldn't embrace their son. The friends and the brothers and the siblings, the aunts and the uncles, the community at large could no longer embrace him and greet him and say, "Oh, glad to see you today." When leprosy had already taken its toll, when it already had shown that its roots were deep, not just on the surface of his flesh, but deep below the skin. You know what Jesus did? Jesus touched him. Oh, thank God for the touch of Jesus. Amen. He touched him and he answered his question. He made that contact, did he not? And he said, listen, he said unto him, "I will, be thou clean." Oh, how glorious that was. Jesus touched him, friend. And in a moment, thank God, he was made new. Well, you say, how do you know, preacher? Well, look at the next verse. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Hey, friend, can I tell you, you may have been a sinner for 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, 80 years, but in the time that you get cleaned up, in the time that you, bless God, get touched by the Master, in the time, friend, that you're made a new creature in Christ, in the time that you get all of those things taken care of that you can't get taken care of by yourself, you could enumerate them. You could remember them. You could even speak them. You've got scars. You've got pains. You've got regrets. And you'll wonder, as you face eternity, how in the world am I going to deal with those things? I'll tell you, just come to the Master. Would you do that? Just simply come to Jesus. Come, listen, friend, repenting. Come humble. Come like David said in Psalm 51, with a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. If you'll do that, thank God. The Bible said that God can't turn that away. That just touches the heart of God when a sinner, when a leper comes to him and says, "Listen, will you cleanse me up? I'm a sinner. Will you save me?" Oh, sinner friend, you need it. You know you do. And God's able. God's able to do what only God can do in making you a brand new creature. Listen, friend. Listen, there was a cure. It happened immediately. It happened immediately. And the leprosy departed from him. But look, let's finish it up. Time's running out. Look at the commission. Now, Jesus told this leper, he said, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the priest and I want you to offer there what Leviticus 14 says to offer. I want you to go to testify to them," is exactly what he said, "and let them know that the Messiah has come. Let them know that that prophet that Moses spoke about that said would come likened unto me. Well, let them know that I'm here. You go, sir, be a witness, would you? You go be a witness to the priest. Those hypocrites, those vipers, that generation that denied him, that generation that crucified him, that generation that rejected him and didn't understand him." But you know what he did? Listen, isn't it amazing? Listen, Jesus told him to be quiet and he went to publish it. He didn't go to the temple, but he went everywhere he could and said, "Hey, look what Jesus has done for me." Isn't it sad today? that Jesus commands those of us that have been touched by Him had to go and tell everybody. And sad that it is, how we rarely tell anybody. But oh, friend, it's an amazing miracle that we have here in Mark chapter 1. Sir, ma'am, listen, can I ask you a question? If you were to die today, you know for sure you'd go to heaven. You say, oh, preacher, I know I wouldn't go to heaven. I'm not good enough, but I don't think I'd go to hell. Well, can I tell you, sir, ma'am, there's a good place for good people, a bad place for bad people, but no pretty good place for pretty good people. Hey, if you don't know for sure that if you were to die today, that you'd go to heaven, that you'd go to that place Jesus said, I've gone to prepare. Why don't you do like the leper? Oh, friend, listen, you got a sickness. You got a death sentence upon you. I mean, your death warrant has been signed. It's not a matter of will you die, just a matter of when you'll die. And that sin, friend, and the effects of it is going to take you into a crisis eternity. Don't let it happen. Listen, you go to Christ. Run to Him. Do what this leper did. Call out on Him and say, Lord, if Thou will, Thou canst make me clean. And remember, Jesus came not to minister, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. Well, I hope the message is a blessing. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.